Sioux Falls climate summary for yesterday, October 1st, 2023. Yesterday's high temperature was 95 degrees. The normal high is 69. Yesterday's low temperature was 73 degrees. The normal low is 45. No precipitation fell yesterday, which leaves the monthly total at 0.00 inches. This is 0.10 inches below the normal amount of 0.10 inches for October. The total precipitation for the year still stands at 14.39 inches, which is 9.15 inches below normal. No snow fell yesterday, which brings the monthly total to 0.0 inches. The total snowfall since July 1st still stands at 0.0 inches. There were no heating degree days yesterday, which is 9 below normal. The yearly total since July 1st is 25, which is 127 below normal. There were 19 cooling degree days yesterday, which is 18 above normal. The yearly total since January 1st is 1,251, which is 411 above normal. The normal high temperature for today is 69 degrees, and the normal low is 45. The record high for today is 92, which occurred in 1953, and the record low is 21, which occurred in 1974. Sunrise today is at 7:25 a.m. and sunset is at 7:06 p.m. The current time is 8:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Operating on a frequency of 162.40 MHz, this is NOAA Weather Radio Station WXM28, broadcasting from a transmitter near Rowena, South Dakota. Our program originates from the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls and serves the surrounding tri-state area. This hazardous weather outlook is for northwest Iowa, west central Iowa, southwest Minnesota, northeast Nebraska, central South Dakota, east central South Dakota, south central South Dakota, and southeast South Dakota. For today and tonight, areas of elevated fire danger are expected again today, especially across southeast South Dakota and southwest Minnesota, where south winds will gust as high as 30 to 35 miles an hour. Be especially careful to avoid sparking a fire in dry crop stands or grasses. For Tuesday through Sunday, scattered showers and a few storms are expected to move into southeast South Dakota Tuesday morning and early afternoon. This activity is not expected to be severe. By later Tuesday afternoon and evening, a line of stronger storms may move northeast out of central and eastern Nebraska. A few severe storms are possible, with damaging wind as the primary threat. Brief heavy rainfall is also possible. Much cooler air settles into the region late this week, bringing the potential for our first frost by Friday night into early Saturday. Spotter activation is not expected at this time. Your National Weather Service forecast for Sioux Falls and the surrounding tri-state area. Today, partly sunny with a chance of sprinkles this morning, then sunny this afternoon. Breezy with highs around 90. South winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 60s. South winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tuesday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming cloudy. A chance of thunderstorms. A chance of showers in the morning, then showers in the afternoon. Breezy and not as warm with highs in the mid-70s. South winds 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Chance of rain 90%. Tuesday night, showers with a chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Cooler with lows in the lower 50s. South winds 15 to 20 miles an hour, becoming west after midnight. Gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Chance of rain 90%. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Cooler with highs in the mid-60s. West winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 40s. Thursday, sunny, breezy with highs in the lower 60s. Thursday night, mostly clear. Lows around 40. Friday, sunny. Highs in the lower 50s. Friday night, mostly clear. Widespread frost after midnight. Lows in the lower 30s. Saturday. Widespread frost in the morning. Sunny. Highs in the upper 50s. Saturday night, mostly clear. Lows around 40. Sunday, sunny, warmer with highs in the upper 60s. At 8 a.m., the sky was mostly cloudy in Sioux Falls. The temperature was 74 and the dew point 53. The relative humidity was 48%. Wind was south at 16 miles an hour. Pressure was 30.01 inches and falling. Elsewhere around the tri-state area, Mitchell was partly cloudy and 67. Yankton was mostly cloudy and 70. Brookings was cloudy and 64. Luverne had a temperature of 64. Worthington was partly cloudy and 68. Other conditions across the northern plains. Around South Dakota, skies ranged from clear to partly cloudy. It was 64 at Watertown, 67 at Huron, 60 at Aberdeen, 56 at Pierre, and 51 at Rapid City. In southern Minnesota, skies ranged from clear to partly cloudy. It was 72 at Marshall, 64 at Mankato, 64 at Redwood Falls, 68 at Minneapolis, and 63 at Rochester. Across Iowa, skies ranged from partly cloudy to mostly cloudy, and temperatures were in the mid to upper 60s. And in eastern Nebraska, it was partly cloudy, and temperatures were in the mid to upper 60s. Once again, at 8 a.m. in Sioux Falls, the sky was mostly cloudy with a temperature of 74.